South Dakota State FFA, our featured group today. And we have a couple of young ladies from the chapter seated right before me. We'll start with them. Go ahead, introduce yourself and tell us what you do at the FFA.
Yeah, I'm Sadie Vanderwall. I'm currently serving as the state reporter for South Dakota FFA, and I'm originally from the Northwestern Area FFA chapter.
Northwestern Area, that's Northville.
Yep, that's up
Brentford.
By Millette. Yep.
Yeah, okay, I got it.
Yeah.
How much of a duty or how large a duty is it to be state reporter?
Yeah, so the six of us get to serve for a year. We serve from April to April up till state convention again. And throughout the year, we have a lot of different things going on. In the fall, we go to different chapters throughout the state and talk to them about FFA. And this week in particular, we still get to go to chapters, but we get to talk about National FFA Week and how important FFA is to our state and to the nation.
As you got involved with collegiate FFA, tell me, what are the differences between FFA in college and FFA in high school?
Yeah, so the FFA chapters in the high school level, that's a lot of focus on the ag ed portion, learning about ag in the classroom, and then being able to show those in competitions through our CDEs and LDEs. And now on the college side, we're serving as state officers, so we get the chance to kind of be able to show others about what FFA is. And then past that, there are members who are involved on the collegiate level at SDSU, and a lot of those are ag ed majors, people who are really passionate about FFA, and they get to help volunteer with FFA activities throughout the state as well.
Right, seated next to Sadie, we have whom?
Hi, I'm Tori Rasmussen, the state FFA secretary this year.
Now, Tori hails from where?
Alcester Hudson, South Dakota.
Gotcha, southeastern corner. Very good.
Oh, yes.
Very good. You've been involved in collegiate FFA for how long?
This is my first year. I'm a freshman at SDSU and serving as a state officer. This is my first year.
Gotcha. So, participating in collegiate FFA, and I know this is the first year, but to this point, what would you count as the benefits of being with FFA at SDSU?
Oh, there are so many. I've been able to meet so many amazing people on the business end, members in high school, advisors helping out. I'd say that the most rewarding has been meeting all the different people and all the different networking I've been able to do.
What's your favorite part of it to this point? Just going out and visiting with people and in the chapters?
Yeah, just having conversations with members in different high schools and hearing what's going on in their lives and hearing their perspectives on our organization.
And skipping class to do it. Tisk, tisk. All right. We have another young lady who just hopped into the air chair. You are?
Hi, my name is Shelby Rulin, and I'm currently serving as a state FFA president this year, and I'm actually from Wall, South Dakota.
See, she has that Wall Eagles volleyball jacket. That's how I knew.
Yeah, I had to represent today.
I got to compliment you. You have a really nice football field sitting along I-90 there.
Yep, yeah. I don't want to tell you how much that costs, but we're really proud of it.
How many strange football teams stop and use it?
Strange? Well, I don't know if I'd say strange. There's a lot of East River teams, so I don't know.
What's your duty with collegiate FFA? What do you do?
Yeah, so currently I'm serving also on the state officer team. And like Sadie had said earlier, this week we got the amazing opportunity. It's National FFA Week, so we've been celebrating all week. We actually had a national officer come and visit South Dakota, the national secretary, and we got to go to different chapters. We even got to compete in the Ag Olympics. The state officer team didn't quite win, but it was still a lot of fun.
So had this national officer ever seen or been in South Dakota before?
No, this was actually her first trip, and I think one of my favorite memories is we went to get walking tacos, and she had actually never had a walking taco before. So,
did you take her to get a Nick's Burger?
Nick's Burger. No, we didn't have time for a Nick's Burger, but we did get to stop at the Dairy Bar, so
there
she got to
go.
Have some SDSU ice cream.
So what were her impressions of South Dakota and South Dakota FFA, having seen it for the first time?
Yeah, it was an amazing opportunity. She got to speak to a lot of different members throughout our state, and she really enjoyed South Dakota. She said it was actually like the closest geographically to her home state, so that was really cool too.
She hails from where?
She is actually from Oregon, so she got to see Mount Rushmore her very first day.
Nice.
Which is really neat.
Very good. All right, seated next to her, we have whom?
Nathan Linke, the state FFA treasurer.
Nathan, where are you from?
Originally from Woonsocket.
I kind of know where that is. Highway 34, sure.
Yep.
You were an FFA in high school?
Yes, I was. I actually started way back in seventh grade.
Talk about what you participated in FFA in high school. And how did that help you, that experience help you, as you got into collegiate FFA?
Yeah. So when I started out in seventh grade, I kind of followed my brothers and did some of the same competitions they did with livestock judging, then agronomy CDE, the meat judging CDE, and finally finishing out my senior year with the farm business management CDE. And it really helped me explore my passions and what I really like to do in agriculture. And it definitely solidified my want to find a job in agriculture after high school.
You're a college student now. You're no longer at high school. Now that you're in college, how do you enjoy kind of going back and working with the high school kids and all of that?
Yeah. So as I said, we're still technically part of the high school organization. So it's really cool to be able to go back and you'll see the members that were where you were at in high school. And, you know, we got help along the way. I know we all had a lot of mentors and advisors who really pushed us to do our best, and it's awesome to be able to go back and do that to them. You know, give them the same support that we got when we were that age.